apparently, people made fun of me yesterday because I referred to the television as the set. We were talking about Dancing with the Stars, and I mentioned that I don't really watch the show, but sometimes my wife or my daughter will have it on, and I said, I just see it when I walk by the set, if somebody's got it on in the house. So is that an old fogey term for the television? What am I supposed to say? Do you think I have like an old black and white with the rabbit ears on top? I mean, we have a big screen. Maybe I should say walk by the monitor. Will that make me sound better?
Or the screen.
Is the set like saying icebox for refrigerator or Victrola for the record player? I didn't realize that the set was, you know, dated me.
Just don't say hi-fi. Walk by the hi-fi.
Bob, is the set compatible with Apple TV? Or maybe you need an Apple set in order to make sure it works.
You know what? I still have not figured out how to get Apple Plus, I swear. A friend of mine told me, he even sent me a link to an email, and where you just hit the link and then it takes you to some Apple TV site, and then supposedly you just get the app and then you can get Apple Plus on your TV. I've been trying that for 2 days, and I'm having all kinds of problems. But
I actually just looked this up.
Yes?
In the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we called it a TV set, The Webster's Dictionary describes it as an apparatus of electronic components assembled so it functions as a unit.
I'll just say that instead of set.
There you go.
Well, if you are near a set tonight, you can watch a program called, let's see, what is the official name of this? Jim Lovell in Booth 1 with Sarat and Marciano. This show was originally done a year or so ago, and they're rerunning it tonight because we are approaching the anniversary of the moon, of Apollo 11, the moon shot. That was July 20th, if I have the date right, 1969. So Channel 11 tonight is running a show called 8 Days to the Moon and Back. They're rerunning that. I've seen it. It's a really good show. It's all about the mission to the moon. And they've got some new footage in there, some archive footage and audio of the actual mission, and some recreated scenes as well. Channel 11 is running that at 9 tonight. And then right after that, at 10:30, they're rerunning the interview that we did with Jim Lovell, who I think at the time he had just turned 90 or 91. And those astronaut guys, you know, they normally are not very philosophical. And Jim Lovell, you know, they're pilots. And so in the past, when we've interviewed Jim Lovell, I've tried to get him to talk a little bit about how he feels when he's stuck on the expressway, because he lives up in the Lake Forest area still, and he looks up at the moon, and then, you know, how does that make him feel? And the answers that I would normally get would be, okay. Yeah, he didn't really go into it, but there's something about now at age 90, he's a little more introspective, and he really opened up in this interview. The interview was pretty good because of Jim Lovell. So watch that tonight if you're around a set at 10:30 tonight on Channel 11. It's a half hour. It's called Jim Lovell in Booth 1 with Sarat and Marciano, and it's called that because it was videotaped in the Booth 1 restaurant. Remember when the Ambassador East Hotel opened up the Pump Room again and they renamed the restaurant Booth 1, and we actually sat in historic Booth 1 doing the interview? It was a pilot for a show that was supposed to be a regular sort of weekly interview show from Booth 1 with various well-known people. But the restaurant went under, and so did the plans for a series. So you can see the show, though. The show went well, but I guess the restaurant didn't. And in fact, I I don't know. Well, now with the pandemic, of course, everything's on hold. But I don't know if the Ambassador East plans to reopen their restaurant space or not. But whatever. Anyway, hope you can watch that show tonight on Channel 11 at 10:30. 10:30 until 11 tonight. It's pretty interesting what Jim Lovell had to say and how reflective he was.